Today's share Mishnah Brit Yomi, Siman Tuf Reish Samech Dalet. We are up to Sif Zayin, and we're continuing the halachos of Hoshana Rabbah, and we're up to Sif Zayin. In this Sif, Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss whether our rabbos, which are taken as Hoshanas, can be taken at the same time as the Dalet Minim. Now there are two possible concerns that are relevant. One is that of Baal Tosif. A second is making sure that it is clearly recognizable that one is taking the Arava for the sake of the special mitzvah of Arava and not simply as part of the Dalabina. So those are the two issues. So one day, the Chumas Rash Bash, he maintains that it is also to take the Hashanah at the same time as being Yotzei, taking the Dalabina. And based on the opinion that taking more than the two required arevos together with the lulav, that would be Baal Tosif. Now this is a complicated issue, the actual applying Baal Tosif to Dalet Minim. And this concern would not apply after the initial lifting up of the Dalet Minim in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because the Gemara states that once one has fulfilled the mitzvah, this is the Gemara of Hoshana, Chav Ches of Days, once the person is mekayim his mitzvah, he would only be oved Baal Tosif if he has positive kavana to add to the mitzvah, which he's clearly not doing in this case. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in, we'll see, we already saw in Reish Tuf Reish Nun Aleph Sif Tezvav that there is no iser against adding extra aravos to the Dalet Minim, and according based on this, the Shulchan Aruch basically, as we'll see, rejects the Rashbash's Chumrah over here. But he, however, appears to accept the Rashbash's second concern. And the Ramah discusses whether one should hold the Arava along with the Dalet Minim while conducting the Ha'kafos. So that's what we're going to see right now. Yesh Misha Oymesh, any of the Malulav, this is Sif Zayin. So this is the Rashbash, he said, who maintains that one may not take the Arava with the Lulav while it's fulfilling his Chiyuv until after he recites the Bracha and shakes the Lulav for the first time. And he says, if he did take it with the Lulav set, during that first shaking, the first waving of the lulav, he will be over Baal Tosif. Then he said, "V'achar nenua." This is the same opinion continuing. "V'achar hanenua harishon yachol hu litla im alulav." He says, and after hanenua harishon, after the first shaking of the lulav set, yachol hu litla im alulav. He can then take the arava with the lulav set. The kol shekein b'shas hakafa, and certainly he may take it together with the lulav set during the hakafos. He said, this is the Shulchan Aruch talking now, that even though what he wrote, that if he took it together with the lulav set while fulfilling the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, he will be over Baal Tosif, that's an error in his view. That's a tos in the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch, as we explained back in Tav Reish Nun Aleph. He says, even so, nevertheless, one does not lose by following him and heeding his words. Because of Avod, now the truth is that this shita here of the Rashbash has a second concern, and this he's going to say. Because of Avod, the gam achanesila v'nenua sarach chutfos harom levada lahakir shehi chova v'shas hakavata yitlenem v'fneyatzma v'yotzim v'dechavasa. So the same Rashbash also writes further that even after taking and shaking the Dalet Minim, when there's no longer any concern for Baal Tosif, one should hold the Arava on its own, so as to make it clear that there's a separate chiyuv to take the Arava separately, a separate obligation to take the Arava separately. Therefore, he says, based on this, therefore, at the time when he beat the Arava, one should take it on its own, and then one will fulfill his obligation with it. So again, what we're pointing out is here, the two concerns, the concern of Baal Tosif, which the Shulchan Aruch rejects. What's the basis for this, and What exactly is going on over here? So the Rambam, because this is the issue that's going on here with the Baal Tosef. So the Rambam in Hilchos Zayin Zayin says that a person cannot take more than one lulav, one esrog, two aros, because that's considered adding to the mitzvah, which is a lav of Baal Tosef. But a person can take more than three hadasim, because that will beautify the mitzvah. However, the Rambam subsequently retracted this psak in his chubas, okay, and he passed it as permissible to take more than two arubos as well, since the Torah does not indicate a maximum number as it does regarding lulav and esrog, where it implies that one should take one of each. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins there in accordance with the Rambam's later psak that one can take as many arubos as one wants, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, as they said in Tzach Reish Nun Aleph. And bottom line, Shulchan Aruch writes that the concern for Baal Tosef in taking the Arava along with the Dalaminim is a mistake. And this is basically the approach of the Levush, the Be'arbra, the Mat Yehuda. Now, there are other approaches to this issue. And the truth is that Bach explains that although the Rambam retracted his original opinion, the one that the Shulchan Aruch is quoting is the Rashbash, who paskins basically in accordance with the Rambam's original view, and that's why, and this really is in fact the view of the Gaonim, is pointed out by the Shaar HaTzion, and that's this initial opinion. So the initial opinion he's quoting is actually an opinion, as we said, of the Rashbash, who was the original approach of the Rambam, that adding to the Aravos was Baal Tosef. But in the end, Shulchan Aruch only paskins that taking an extra esrog and lulav is Baal Tosef, but more arovos by taking more hadasim, which beautifies the mitzvah, and therefore there would be no issue with Baal Tosef. But as he said, Shulchan Aruch does prescribe to the issue of when holding the lulav and esrog together with the arovos, you should keep them separate. So let's see this all now in the Mishnah Berurah. So Kol Chapeit. He says, "Vachar Anu Arishon." He says, "Atam." The reason for this Rashbash, his first opinion, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. He says the reason is that this opinion holds that if it's not in the zman of the mitzvah, because you're already miyotzei the mitzvah of taking the lulav, you're not going to be over Baal Tosef unless you are mechaven your kavana to add to the mitzvah. So therefore, even though the Rashbash holds that it would be Baal Tosef if you take an extra arava with the lulav, if you already took the lulav, then, since you're not being yotzei the mitzvah, because you don't have to be yotzei the mitzvah, you're already yotzei the mitzvah of esrog and lulav. So then, it would not be baal tosef because you don't have kavana to add to the mitzvah of taking the esrog and lulav. He says, "V'hafa kevin she'avra mitzvah so ha'mishlov is matam." He says, and here, since he already took the esrog and lulav, like the Rashbash says, you should do, it's considered lo bizmano, and you're not going to be over unless you have kavana. Who alo lo kivein lo sifal on mitzvah lulav? His kavana is not to go ahead and add to the mitzvah lulav ki yibishvil ki chazarava. His kavana is to take the arava as the mitzvah of arava. So again, if according to his first opinion, that of the Rashbash, it would be Baal Tosef if you took the Arava together with the Lulav and Esrog, in the initial taking of the Lulav and Esrog for the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog for Baal Minah, that would be a problem taking the Arava because that would be Baal Tosef. But once you fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, it would not be a problem taking them together, except for the second issue of the Rashbash, which we saw, which one should go ahead and keep them separate so that it's clear that they are separate, distinct mitzvahs. Sitkat Muchav Gimel, Tavus Hu Beinai, the Shulchan Aruch says the Rashbash is a Tavus, who was in the Shita, so he goes with his Shita, the Pasach Le'el, he paskins earlier. And see, when Tavresh and Aleph, Sitkat Zva, the Barabah Batas, Mosif Bako Mashi Yitzah. And when it comes to the Arabos and the Adas, you can add as many as you want, so they will not be Baal Tosef. Tav Dalet, Lahakir Shehi Chova, this is the second concern of the Rashbash, which the Shulchan Aruch does prescribe to, that in order to go ahead and show that it is a chova, you take the arava separately from the lulav. And he says, "Sivkat muchav dalit, ukemo shekasov b'sif hei." We wrote in sif hei, "Shemitam zeh ein nidla ela b'fnei atzma." That's why we wrote earlier in sif hei that that's why we take the arava separately, so that from the esrog and lulav from the dalavinin, so that the mitzvahs are separate and distinct. Coming now into the Ramah, "V'aminak pashut b'tol arava im alulav b'shachnas b'shas nenua." He says the minhag, this is the Ramah, he says the minhag has become widespread to take the arava with the lulav during shachris at what time? B'shas Hananua. At the time that one goes ahead and waves the lulav to the Nanuim, as well, B'shas Hakafa, and also during the Hakafas going around, Ad Shas Hakavata, until the beating of the Aravos. V'notlim Harava Levada. And he says, and then at the end, one takes the Arava on its own. So it's interesting, so far in the beginning he says that the Minag seemed to have been spread then, that they would take the Arava with the Yashrig and Lulav the whole time from the beginning. When you did the Nanuim in the beginning, during Halal, as well as during the Hoshanas and the Akafos, going around seven times. And then at the end, they would take them separately to beat them. However, comes the Ramah now, and he goes and he says, like our Minag today, and that is Yosef Tov Shalolit La'im Alulav Klal. He says, it's better not to take it at all with the Lulav at all. Ba'af Hanolim Alulav. And he says, and even one who does take it with the Lulav, never leave the La'acha Shehikif Yasir Alulav Miyado. It appears to me that after the Hakafas going around, you should definitely put the Lulav down and hold on to the Arava by itself. Shehem Ha'ushanas Sha'osin, which means, okay, Shehem Ha'ushanas Sha'osin. He says, what he should do is remove the lulav set from his hand, hold the arava, which means the hoshanas, which we make the aravas, which we make from the aravos on its own, right? Shema hoshanas shosim levad, kol zman sha'omrim tachnun alamayim, so long as they are reciting the tachnunim on the mayim. And then he says, u'menanim hoshanas v'shat sha'omrim hoshanas v'yach kachot v'zom. He says, we shake the hoshanas while we are reciting the Oshanas, we shake those Aravas that we're holding in our hand for the Arava, when we are reciting the Oshanas Al Hamayin, and after that, we beat them. So that's basically what he's saying, is what we do. Again, we don't necessarily do the waving of the Aravos, we do the beating, and we already discussed what the difference in Hagim is, in terms of how we beat them and when we beat them, that we discussed yesterday, the day before. Let's see, Sipkatan Chaf Hey, Uvashas Hakafa. So, the Mishnah Brura, in explaining what the original widespread minhag was that they would hold the arava together with the lulav and shachris during the nanuin, and when they would go around until the time of the chabata, and then take the arava by itself just for the banging. And he says, what was the time for that minhag? Tama minhag vayakidei lotzeis kol adeos. This minhag was like this, to basically have and do all the deos of taking it. Also taking it together with the lulav, and also keeping it separately. The yesh omen, the makifim, the lulav. Some say that you're supposed to go around, as we said yesterday, the day before, that there are those that hold it. You're supposed to go around the bima with the lulav. The yesh omen, the makifim, barava. There are others that say you're supposed to go around the bima, the sefer Torah, with the arava. But normally, all this is given. In this way, assuming you're not concerned, there's no issue of keeping them together, at least at that point, holding them together at that point, you'll be able to be kind, according to this minhag, both approaches of taking the esrog and lulav around the sefer Torah seven times, and taking the arava, the separate bits of arava, around. Again, we discussed yesterday that there were two days in the Gemara regarding this. However, as we said, Ramah says it's better not to do that. It's better to go around just with the esrog and lulav. Sivkam chavav Yosef Toshel Olam Lulav. It's better not to go around except with the lulav and esrog, and not take the arava, the special arava for the arava mitzvah, around. Kedei shikayim b'shleimus mitzvahs netilas arava, to be able to take the and do the mitzvah of arava in its pure form, separate and distinct. Kedoma le'elvis efei, v'gam arizal hizir ma'od. Arizal is very careful. Shelo lechaver arava and lulav, not at all to keep the arava together with the lulav. And obviously, this opinion is not concerned to be machmir for the opinion of taking the arava around during the actual Hakafos, of going around the Sefer Torah. Sivkat Nuchav Vav, the La'achar Shehikif, Yasir Halulav Miyadav. He says, after you go around, you take the lulav, after you do the Hakafos, you put the lulav down and put it out of your hand. Otalomar, the Lokomosha Ofsen Halulav, the Marav Ad Shas Chavata. It's not like he said earlier in the Minag that was spread around that they would hold the lulav of the Rav up until the banging. Uvizvanenu, Haminag, Kemosha Kasav Arava. He said, and nowadays, the minhag is like the Ramah ultimately says, She'ein notman arava im alulav klal. We do not go ahead and keep it and hold it together with the lulav at all. We put down the lulav And again, we pointed out previously that we put it down at the point where the Hoshanas start talking about the Mayim, Nidoinim Al Mayim, Ayim Shom, previous days, Mayim. Sif Ches. Nishmi Shomer, Shoshana Shabululav, Af Alpi, Shemizrika, Ein Lufsoa Aleha. He says, this is based on the Gemara, Chaf Vavim Beis and Megillah, and this is referring to certain articles used in performing a mitzvah, such as a sukkah, lulav, shofar, sitzis, other tashmishei mitzvah. He says these mitzvah items, they do not have inherent kedusha, and they can be thrown out, but they cannot be thrown out in a degrading way. So he says here, yesh misha omar, shoshana shabaluva, lulav, achav, yesh nizrika, ain't lipsal on them. That those that say, there's a yesh misha omar, that he says when it comes to their shanis, even though it's been discarded, a person should not step on it. And he says, like anyone else in Chafalov got a mitzvah, he says, check out Sim Chafalov with respect to mitzvahs regarding this issue. So he says here, Sif Katan Chaf Ches, that concerning the Hoshana, i.e., the Arava of the Lulav set, that even after it has been discarded, one should not step on it. So Mishabura here, Lav Dafka, the Aravas in the Lulav set. He says, who had in Arava Shal Hoshana? Even the Arava of the Hoshanas, of the special Arava of Hoshana Rabba, Ein Lazalva, but you should not go ahead and degrade it and denigrate it in any way. And he says, Sifkam Chafes, Ayinla El Sim Chafalov, Otoloma Mandavu Hashem, Sif Aleph Raga. He says, it's referring to there, what is stated there in Sif Aleph there in the Ramah, in Simon Chaf Aleph. So there, the Ramah says over there that while items that were used for a mitzvah, such as used scissor strings, can be discarded and need not be buried, they should not be thrown into a trash heap, as this is considered treating them with disrespect. So accordingly, discarding them in a permissible manner would mean simply placing them in a place where they are exposed to the elements, which is okay, but you can't go ahead and throw them into a regular garbage can. That's why our minhag today would be for entities of a mitzvah to wrap them up in a bag and throw them out. Now, Ramah actually in other places speaks of using the actual hoshanas as firewood for baking matzahs. Beis Yosef brings this down, and he suggests using them for the burning of chametz. And Mr. Bruder mentions this option as well in Tuf Men Hey Sif Zayin. We saw this when we read Hilchos Pesach. And if you also check out Hilchos Chag B'Chag, he points out the Zohar, which states that one should store the used Hoshanas in a concealed place. Some have the minhag of throwing them on top of the Aron Kodesh, which is now a very widespread minhag. And the two basic possible reasons for this minhag: one is that the Rebos are not stepped on, as we said, and two is an invitation of the minhag in the Beis HaMikdash of standing the Aravos against the Mizbeach after the Akafos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that it is difficult to store the Aravos for the long period from Sukkot to Pesach in a way they are not denigrated, so he suggests it is better to burn or dispose of them after Sukkot together with the Tzchach. That is that issue. Now we move on to Sif Tes. Now the Shulchan Aruch wrote in Siman Tuf Reish Nun Gimel, that's also to get any Hanah from the Dal Minim on Sukkot because they are hooked to the mitzvah, so designated for the mitzvah. In this Sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss the application of that Isser with respect to the Arava taking on Hoshana Rabbah. Now the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, actually relates a story with Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, that they would take the bread used for the Erev and recite over the bracha of Hamotzi at the start of the Shabbos meal. And they explained that since it had already been used for one mitzvah, let's use it and it should be used for another. And this is the basis of this Ramah right here. Now this rule is mentioned by Mishnah Berurah regarding Erev Chatzeros, and Erev Tchumin, and Habbalah candle, and Tzitzis, and it's going to be discussed right now, right here, in the Ramah, in this Sif as well. Yesh Misha Omer, She'asu V'anos Min Arava La'acha Netimasa, Imlo Hisne Allah Me'ikara. He says there's a Yesh Misha Omer who says that it's also to benefit from the Arava after taking it, unless one had already stipulated that he will be allowed to use it beforehand. If he makes a stipulation that he's going to be allowed to use it before he takes it for the mitzvah, then it will be okay. But otherwise, one cannot benefit from it because it is designated for its mitzvah for the entire day. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed, Hisni Aleh. He says, "I'm going to Avram Shem Fakbeit the Lava Kuliyama Mahani Tnai." He says, check out the Magen Avram who questions this because he says that this concept of stipulating is not effective according to all opinions. However, Amnam Eliyahu Mitarik Tzvi Yeshulchan Aruch B'chein Be'Alacha Be'Arnu Kuliyama Mahani B'Zet Tnai Ain Shem Baruch. He says, however, Eliyahu Rabbah defends the Shulchan Aruch here, and similarly, we have explained in the Be'Alacha that according to all opinions, here a Tnai stipulation is effective. He says there, see there at length, and we will not go into the complexity of this issue right now, but needless to say, there are distinctions when one can go ahead and make this Tnai with respect to the mitzvahs. But here, the Arava says that this will for sure work, the stipulation. That's what he tangents. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says that what's the minhag though? The Ramah continues on and he says, Nagu latzniyah shana fafiyas masas kedei lasos ba mitzvah. He says the minhag is to go ahead and to put away the oshanas for the later baking of the matzahs in order to perform another mitzvah with them. Again, we pointed out that elsewhere, the Shabur brings up our minhag to use it for burning the chametz. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. This is Sifkatan Lamed Aleph Meikara. So this Mishnah Berurah is actually going back to the Shulchan Aruch when he talked about the making of the Tanai, and he says, see the Ber Halacha on that. But again, so that's what we just saw. We just saw in the Ramah that it is the minhag to put away the Ashanas for using it for another mitzvah, namely for the baking of the matzahs. And again, we pointed out that the minhag olam today is to use it to burn the chametz with. We now move on to Sif Yud. Yesh misha omesh yesh nizar shavol yakot yisrael arava lemitzvah mistei akum afilu b'shus ha'akum. He says there's a yesh misha omer who says that one should take care that a Jew does not cut the arava for the mitzvah from the field of a non-Jew, even with the permission of the non-Jew, even with the permission of the akum. We had discussed this at an earlier time as well, and those who are learning Sefer Sukkah, if you learned Lulav HaGazel, know what it's about. But here, Mishnah Berurah is going to spell it out as well again. Let's see inside. What's the reason? Even with Rishus HaAkum, the person should not go ahead and do the actual cutting off of the Aravos from the field of a Nadu, of an Akum, an idolater. It says, why? Mishnah Bistam Akum HaKakol Shalayim Gizulim Me'achayim Ve'enu Mo'il Rishusam Lazeh. The reason is because the land of the Akum is assumed to be stolen from others, and therefore their permission does not therefore help for this, meaning there's a concern that the land does not belong to the current owner in the first place, and therefore his permission will obviously not help. And the truth is, this is true even if the land is owned by the Jew himself, if it was purchased from a non-Jew. This is pointed out by the Ber Halacha, because the previous owner might have actually stolen it from someone else. So again, he says here, so if a Jew will then go ahead and do the actual cutting it, he will be the one stealing it because karka is not considered nizal, and therefore if the Jew would cut the branch off the stolen land, he would in effect be doing gzela, and therefore he would be in possession of stolen aravos. Rather let the non-Jew cut them and give them to Yisrael. Same thing would apply if Yisrael actually cut them and gave them to a different Yisrael, because then we have Gzela with Shini Rishus. Now, obviously, the concern is not a super concern for, you know, Yisrael Gzela and things like that, because then it wouldn't really be a heter to go ahead and do it. So check out the Taz that nowadays we don't say that the field of non-Jews is considered assumed to be stolen. In the Haggah, in Mishnah Berurah, and the Ber Halacha, he says, all of this, which is stuff that we already did in detail and depth, Ayin Shem, it's all Shayach to what we're saying right now. He says, if the day of Hoshana Rabbah fell on a Sunday,
and non-Jews cut aravos on Shabbos and brought them, they are acceptable as Hoshanas. They'll be acceptable as Hoshanas. What's going on here? They'll be Ksheira. The basic idea here is as follows. That even if a Jew instructed him, again, Shana Rabba fell out on a Sunday, and non-Jews cut a Ravos on Shabbos and brought them, they can be used as Hoshanas. And he says, even if a Jew actually instructed him to cut the Ravos on Shabbos for him, and he has certainly been avera by doing so, by telling the non-Jew to go ahead and do it. Nevertheless, we don't ask him to subsequently fulfill the mitzvah with it because of the principle. What's the principle? Ein la'asher l'teis ba'achar kach mishum mitzvah ba'avera. Because the achar, close. And we don't basically ask it based on mitzvah ba'avera. Because he says the achar close avera, like a mishum mitzvah ba'avera. Because after the conclusion of the avera, the principle of mitzvah ba'avera does not apply. Like a mishum mitzvah ba'avera. This is the money of Ram b'shem ha-Rajba. And again, a Jew cannot instruct a non-Jew to perform asa work, as we know on Shabbos Yom Tov. This is the Rabbanan, known as Amir al-Akum. But the Mordechai proves that there's no problem here of mitzvah b'avera from the case discussed by the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Resh Mem Vav Sif Beis, that a das that has more red or black berries than leaves is puzzle. And then if one says they have one removed the extra berries on Yom Tov, the hadas is kasher. So removing the berries was asur on Yom Tov. And it comes out that the fulfillment of the mitzvah has been facilitated by an avera. Nevertheless, a person can go and he can fill the mitzvah with this hadas. So the same would therefore apply in our scenario where the arava was procured through the isser of prohibition of amir la'akum. The Mordechai does not explain, though, why in fact the principle of mitzvah b'avera does not apply in these scenarios. Like, why is this just mitzvah b'avera? So the Ksav Sofer in a tshuva was asked about this. And he explains, it's based on the Tosos, that the principle applies only if the Aveira and the Mitzvah are performed simultaneously. Again, we had this, and this example is the case of a stolen lulav. Every moment that a person retains a stolen lulav, he is being over, and he therefore can't fulfill the Mitzvah with that lulav. But after he has acquired the stolen lulav, there is no chiyuv to return it, only chiyuv tashlumin. So retaining the lulav is not an Aveira. And if he performs the Mitzvah of taking the lulav, there's no simultaneous avera. So the same is true in this case. The avera of the amir la'akum is no longer being perpetrated at the time one is taking the ravos. We now continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. The yesh machron mishnah mefaklikin b'zeh. The adkan lo matzina b'rajba sheiter b'zeh elak yishetifo b'erev Shabbos stam sheyu mizu manay slo b'mozeh Shabbos. He says as follows, that there are Achronim that the question is because we find the Rajba permitting this only in a case where he had instructed the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos Stam, without specifying that he should cut them on Shabbos. And so he basically, without specifying, he instructed him that they should be ready for him on Motzei Shabbos. So in that case, where he just says, be ready for him on Motzei Shabbos, Hayachol cut them and go, yo, he had the ability to go ahead, the non-Jew, and actually cut them before Shabbos. Since the non-Jew had the ability to cut before Shabbos, so that's his own prerogative when he's going to go ahead and cut it. So he cuts it on Shabbos. He's not doing malacha on Shabbos for the Jew. He's doing it on Shabbos for himself because he wants to do it on Shabbos. He could have done it beforehand. He says, however, if he's actually commanded it to go ahead and cut it, it's not so simple that you could be makel if yeshlo acheres, if he has another one. Again, this gets very complicated. What exactly the basis for this chumrah is, and ayin sham the paiskin regarding this. Let's move right there. Sif katan. Before we get to sif katan lamadala, let's see the rama miu in siva yisrael the katza veikar farhesiyah b'davo yeshal achmer yeshal arachar. It says if the Jew actually commanded him to cut it, and it's known that he commanded it to cut it for him on Shabbos, then one should be machmir if he has another arava. Yesha achmir afilu lo tzivo lekatzet over Shabbos. Rak amashatevus u menesol mosi Shabbos. It says This is even in the case where he doesn't command him directly to go ahead and instruct him directly to cut off Shabbos. He just said to him that should be ready for him on Motzei Shabbos. If there's a farhesia b'davar, it is definitely okay. A situation one should be machmir if he has another rabbah.